If you have your Bible, we'll turn to Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter number 1. Habakkuk chapter number 1. Habakkuk chapter number 1. The Bible said the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see, O Lord, how long shall I cry and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence and thou wilt not save. Why dost thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slackened, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Behold ye among the heathen and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. They shall come all for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand, and they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them, and they shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be our help. On this thought, God said it, amen, God said it would be this way, amen. God said it'd be this way. As we look at the Word of God and we see Habakkuk, and he's a writing to us from a broken and contrite spirit. He's trying to reach out to the people of God and minister to them as only can be ministered from the Lord. And he is speaking, and we know that Habakkuk was probably preaching during a time toward the end of the reign of Josiah. And he begins to minister, and he has a burden in his heart. It said the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. Now that burden literally means that it's lifted up, amen. So there was a burden that was lifted up. There was a burden to bear. There was a burden to carry that Habakkuk had. And the reason it was such a burden, because he had a negative proclamation to make. Sometimes we get to in the Word of God, and we want to just hear all the good things and all the things that tickle our ear and all our things that make us feel warm and fuzzy, but we don't want to really hear the truth. But the Bible says that the truth will make you free. And when you're free in the Lord, you're free indeed. So Habakkuk had a burden, amen, to give the freedom to the people. Now Habakkuk, his name literally means to embrace. I got to think about yesterday morning. I see Habakkuk, he's embraced all right. He's wrestling with the things of God. He's wrestling what's happening to his people. He's wrestling with the devil. He's wrestling, praise God, trying to figure out where God's at and what God's doing. Praise God, why things ain't going the way he thinks they ought to go. A lot of times we get saved and we think, well, praise God, everything will be perfect now. Amen. That's way far from the truth. Amen. God didn't say you get saved and everything will be perfect. God didn't say if you get saved that all your cares and sorrows and things of this world will pass away. They will one day. Amen. We have a blessed hope and all that will be behind. Remember I preached the other day that all that junk will be left outside the gate. When we go in, we see the Lord, praise God, the presence, amen, and we're with Him where He is. All that stuff, all the sorrow and anguish of this world will be left outside the gate. Amen. It can't get in. Praise the Lord. So we see Habakkuk, we see that prophet, and he's a wrestling with the things of God. Amen. He said the prophet, he said he did that he did see. So we see a man, he's a prophet. So he's inspired of God. He's a spokesman for the Lord. Hey, praise God. Many places in the Word of God, it calls him a seer. Amen. What is a seer? It's one that sees the things of God, that God reveals Himself to. Amen. Now, there's a lot of so-called prophets in this world today. But if you get to follow them more than a day or two, you realize that they're false prophets. They prophesied things that's going to come to pass and they never happen. That's a false prophet. You say, well, preacher, they just miss it every once in a while. A true prophet don't miss it. A true prophet is spoken to by God Almighty, praise God, and they just tell us what God, thus says the Word of God. They just tell us what God said is going to take place. Amen, praise the Lord. So they see, he said, a prophet that did see. That means to perceive. That means to see the things of God, to have the things of God revealed to him. Amen. And so we see Habakkuk as this burden's upon him, and he's seeking that revelation from God. I tell you what, you begin to get a revelation from the Lord. God begins to minister to your heart, into your spirit. Things begin to change around home. Amen. God begins to manifest Himself to you. I'm talking about a personal relationship with the Lord. When we begin to see Him, praise God. Habakkuk said, hey, listen, Lord, I love You with all my heart, and I want to see You move. And God, I just don't understand what's happening, but I know that it's happening for a reason. He said, oh Lord, how long shall I cry? And He said, thou wilt not hear. He said, Lord, I wonder today sometimes we cry out and we beg God and we anguish with God, and it just seems like our prayers aren't getting through the ceiling. But it's like Josh said in Sunday school this morning, praise God, sometimes we got to offer those up with prayer and fasting. We got to separate ourselves to God, and we got to separate ourselves from the things of this world so we can call upon God. Oh, He knows that we're sincere. I believe old Habakkuk was sincere. I believe he was crying out to God. He was seeking the Lord's face, not for himself, but on behalf of His people. Amen. Praise the Lord, God began to move, and he cried out, and he said, how long would thou not hear? He said, even cry out unto thee. Praise God. And Habakkuk said, hey, listen, he said, Lord, I'm screaming at you here. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm lifting up my voice. I'm crying out to you, Lord. He said, why won't you hear me? Why won't you recognize the things that's taking place? Praise God. Listen to what he says is happening. He said, cry out to thee of violence. Amen. Violence. That's the same word that God uses for things that's happening in the world before the flood. In Genesis chapter 6, he said that the earth was full of violence. Remember what we said that word violent means? Hamas. Amen. He said, I'm crying out to you. I'm screaming out to you because violence is everywhere. The world has become overwhelmed with violence. How much different is the world today than it was in the days of Habakkuk's time? The world is full of violence. Everywhere you look, violence is rising up. Praise God. We're living in a day just like Habakkuk was living in. Praise God. And when he began to do what he needed to do, he cried out to the Lord. He begged God to hear him. Praise God. He prayed. He said, Lord, how long am I going to cry out? How long is it going to be before you hear me? You reckon God couldn't hear him? Is God deaf? Amen. No, God's not deaf. God hears. Praise God. He said, how long will he? He said, how long am I going to cry out? How long am I going to have to scream out, praise God, about this violence that's taking place in the world? Amen. Sometimes I believe God just wants to see if we're serious. If we're really concerned. See, a lot of times we pray and we pray for our loved ones. We pray for people in our families, our homes, our relations. Amen. People we work at, and we pray, God, please touch them, save them. But are we really serious about it? Amen? It's easy just to throw something out there nonchalantly, isn't it? That's kind of what our prayer life is a lot of times. We just throw it out there, you know, and it's kind of like a Velcro, a bag that we throw towards the Velcro and just hoping that'll stick. And if you throw it just right and it hits just right, then it'll stick. But thank God, that ain't what serving the Lord is. That's not what knowing God is. It's taking the Word of God, believing it, praying, and seeking the Lord with a broken heart and a contrite spirit for those who are lost and undone, begging God to touch. Begging God to touch our nation, our leaders, because this violence is everywhere. Hamas. Hamas is everywhere. They had the Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at before the joint House and the Senate this week, Wednesday. And while he was speaking, they was Hamas supporters outside, and they defiled our statues, our image, and our flags. Now let me just tell you something, friend. When they say, well, it's okay, it's freedom of speech to burn the flag, I won't say that's wrong as wrong could be. They ought to go to jail for burning the flag. But when they go to a private property and they take a private property's flag and they set it on fire, praise God, that's not vandalism. That's destruction of government property. It ought to be a felony. Amen. Man, they ought to be locked up, put away. But when they start writing, Hamas is coming, praise God, there's wickedness in the land, and we better stand up, we better cry out like we've never cried out before. We need to be like Habakkuk. We need to be crying out to the Lord, begging God to hear us and answer our prayer, to move upon our nation and our peoples, praise God, to move upon me and you. Amen. You realize the gospel today starts with you. The gospel today starts with me. Amen. Gospel of God. Hey, if it's going to be in our home, praise God, it starts with us parents, us grandparents. We're going to have to stand up in this life day we live and not just say it, but we got to live it. Amen. Told a fellow one time, he said, what am I going to do? I've preached to my children and my grandchildren. They just won't listen. I said, we got to just quit talking to them. He said, what? I said, just got to quit talking to them, and we got to live Jesus in front of them. We got to love them, praise God, so many ways they'll have to like it. We got to tell them the truth. We got to live the truth in front of them. So they can see Jesus Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. Amen. So they can be saved. Glory to God. Amen. So they even cried out unto thee in violence, and thou wilt not save. He said, I just don't see I don't see no defense. He said, I don't see no deliverance coming. He said, it's just like it's getting worse and worse every day, and there's no deliverance. There's no deliverer. I want to say contrary, there's a deliverer. And his name is Jesus Christ. Now we're living a day in wickedness and vileness in this world, and we think that some man, some person could come along and fix it. I want to tell you that ain't so. The only one that'll be able to fix it, Josh, is the Lord Jesus Christ, living in the hearts and the minds of his people, living in the hearts and minds of our children, our loved ones, our spouses, our mamas, our daddies, our mamas and papas, loving Lord Jesus Christ with all our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits. Just convinced, praise God, that everything will be all right because Jesus is alive and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and me. For a nation of believers. Praise God. He said, Lord, it's just like you don't hear. It's like the heavens is blocked off. That will not save. There's no deliverance. There's nobody to defend us. Look what he says in verse number 3. Why dost thou show me iniquity? Amen. What a question. See what Habakkuk's asking God. He said, why are you causing me to see all this sinfulness? Why are you causing me to see, praise God, everything that's wrong in the world? All the violence, all the Hamas, praise God, that's out there right now. Why, Lord? Praise God. We got to realize the wickedness of the world. We got to realize our own sinfulness, praise God, before we can ever be saved. Amen. We're living in the world today. Everybody says, well, I think I'm all right. Amen. Praise God. If you think you're all right, then you're all wrong. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, we better know that we're saved. We better know, praise God, that we've been born again. We better know that we've repented of our sins. We believed on Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of our soul. We need to be ready to go out of here any minute because you never know. My wife's an uncle and aunt were in a car wreck, bad car wreck. He's driving along in his truck. Just as they got to the intersection, a fella pulled right out in front. He never even had time to hit his brake, and he T-boned him. He could have went out of here into eternity. But praise God, I tell you, we need to be ready in a moment and twinkle of an eye. You could go out of here. So we need to know in whom we have believed and be persuaded He's able to take care of that, praise God, that we've committed to Him. What if we committed? We've committed our lives to Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not my own. Amen. You're not your own. You belong to Christ. Amen. Praise God. He is God of heaven. He is your God. But He said, you showed me iniquity and called me to behold grievance. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, I'm a worrying. We're not supposed to worry. But Habakkuk says, hey, I'm worried. I'm fretting over this that's taking place. He said, I don't see no end to it. He said, seems like it's just getting worse and worse and worse. He said, they don't seem to be a means of fixing it. Amen. You know, the part of the Bible says, Paul told Timothy, he said, it'll wax worse and worse. And then the end. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's terrible. No, contraire, that's a blessing. He said, because he said it'll wax worse and worse, Brother Bill. But he said, praise God, one day there'll be an end to the worst and it'll all get better. Amen, glory, hallelujah. We'll go through what we go through here. It'll get worse and worse. Amen, in this old world and the flesh that we live in. But one day, praise God, it'll all be better. Praise the Lord. We'll march into the portals of glory. We'll march into the presence of our Savior, and everything will be all right. Amen. Praise God. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Praise God. We'll leave all this mess behind. All that it makes us worry and grieves us in our hearts. Praise God. It'll all be gone. Amen. He said, Lord, I just don't understand. Why you caused me to see the iniquity, why you caused me to behold this grievance. He first says, he said, for spoiling. Amen. That spoiling is representing destruction. He said, I'm seeing. Can you look around you today and see the destruction? Amen. The devils are having a heyday. Amen. In our hearts, our homes, our families, our churches, the devil likes nothing more to tear up the church. He likes nothing more to tear up the church. If he can tear up the church, he can destroy the home. Amen. Praise God. He likes nothing more than that. He said, behold grievance and spoiling the destruction of things, praise God, that we hold dear. He said, in violence, there's that Hamas again. That's those that are wrong in their actions. They're cruel in what they do. They're damaging, praise God, to everything that they touch. They never do anything good. They never do anything for God's glory. Hello? Sound like anybody you know? Hello? Amen. Let's just be honest today. Praise God. They're full of violence. They're full of perversion. Hello? We're living in a perverted world. We are living in a wicked, perverted world. At the Olympic Games, praise God, in France, they took the Lord's Supper and they defiled the Lord's Supper for everybody to see. Naked people, wickedness, praise God, getting out and doing all kind of ungodly things. What did that have to do with sports? Amen. It was floating in the face of God, the wickedness of men. It was nothing but Hamas. It was nothing but wickedness, violence, sexual perversion, praise God, that's prominent in the world today. Amen. And I tell you what, that thing that you carry along on your side or in your purse that you gawk out half the day, you better be careful with that thing. That thing will destroy your mind. Do you hear me? That thing will destroy your mind, praise God. It'll defile your spirit. It'll drag you into the pit. Amen. You better pray God to help you to delete all these sites that pop up. Hello? Now I'm talking, I'm preaching to the choir, praise God. We know that this stuff is out there. Amen. We better be careful what we let our children watch. We better be careful what we look at. Amen. There's so much stuff out there. Our television programs is full of soft porn today. Hello? You can't even watch a television program without pornography being popped up in on the screen. Hey God, we need to be. Hey, listen, I don't know if our TV's even been on in months. It's wickedness, praise God. You can't watch it. It's not decent. Hello? There's one or two stations that you can get that's still not perverted. But they're even trying to sneak the sodomites in on that. Hello? They're trying to bring the sodomites into the wickedness and the perversion of the world. Habakkuk saying, hey, listen, this is the day and hour. The Lord told us it'd be this way in the last days, and we better open our eyes and realize this. God's a warning His people. Praise God. That iniquity, the trouble and sorrow was coming. Evil was on every hand. Mischief. Amen. Mischievous people are everywhere. Praise God. He said, spoiling and violence are before me. He said, it's everywhere. Everywhere you look, you see it. Amen? He said, what do we do? Pastor Jeff, what can we do about it? We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen? We need to keep our minds on the book. Praise the Lord, that we might not sin against God. He goes on, he says, and he said, and there are that raise up. That means to lift, to elevate, right? That's what you raise up. Amen. Praise God. At raise up what? Strife and contention. Now watch this. Well, we're right there. We raise up strife and contention. What is strife and contention? In layman's terms, we just say, praise God, it's quarreling and arguing. Amen. We're living a day that people would rather quarrel and argue, praise God, than praise the Lord. Hello? We live for strife. We want the conflict in our lives. We think it's a good thing to be stirred up with conflict instead of having hope and peace and joy from the Lord. Is there any wonder, praise God, that there's so much wickedness and violence and iniquity in the world? Amen. We want to argue with somebody. Amen. We want to quarrel. Praise God. I don't. Praise the Lord. I'd rather just love you. Praise God. Love the Lord. Love the brethren. Love the church. Love our families. Praise God. We need to refocus our attitude where God would have us to be. We need that brother. Praise the Lord. We need to love our brother, our families, our home. Praise God. Our church. Like Jesus Christ loved us and gave Himself for us. Amen. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, when you feel like arguing and quarreling, praise God, just stop, bite your tongue. Amen. James said, we've got an ivory prison. Amen. It's called your teeth. And it's what keeps that tongue from flopping. Hello? Hello? Amen. And if it gets too bad, praise God, and it goes to running out there, you can close it on it, and I guarantee you it'll quit flopping. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, when God moves, when you feel like arguing, feeling like, praise God, that old contract spirit coming on, just bite your tongue, stop, think about it, praise God. He said, we ought to think twice and speak once. Hello? So instead of saying old negative stuff, we ought to turn it around, praise God, on the devil and say something positive. Amen. Instead of telling somebody how sorry and no account we think they are, we ought to stop and tell them, Brother Bill, how much Jesus loves them. Amen. Amen. Say, Jesus loves you, and I do too. Praise God. Boy, that'll put an end to that quarrel. Amen. If they quarrel with that, they'd just be quarreling with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That strife and contention, praise God, it's gone when we mind the Lord. But Habakkuk said, we struggles. We know what God said about this. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, raised up strife and contention. Now watch what he says, verse number 4. He said, therefore. He said, because of these things. Okay? Because of all these things, because of these grievances, because of strife, because of contention, because of the violence and the spoiling, the destruction that's in the world. He said, therefore the law is slackened. Now he's questioning the law. Who is the lawgiver? God. So when he goes questioning law, praise God, he's questioning God. He's beginning to wonder about some things. You ever wonder about things? Amen. Why things are? Why you witness to people? Why it seems like nobody wants to hear? Nobody's listening? Amen. Praise God. But he said, therefore, the law is slackened. Now, that law is that direction. That's instruction from God. Amen. You know what God... You know God gave us the law, Brother Bill, but he knew that we couldn't fulfill the law. You know why? You know why we can't fulfill the law? Now, the men... Now, listen, let me just talk to men. You men are supposed to be the spiritual leader of your household. Amen. You know why us men, why our families are not fulfilling the law? Because we can't follow directions. We don't do good with instructions. Amen. I take instructions, I throw them off the side, and once I make a mess out of it, then my wife gets them and reads them to me. So this is where you messed up. Right here you got ahead of yourself, boy. Amen. How many times you do that? Get ahead of yourself. Praise the Lord. So you got to go back and you got to begin to live by the instructions. He said, therefore the law, that direction, instruction that God gives us is slack. And so he says the law, the instructions and the direction that God gives us, he said it's flawed and it's feeble. Amen. That it's not sufficient. Amen. To get the job done. Praise God. He said it's slack. Amen. I don't think God's slack. I think we're slack. It ain't God that's slack. It ain't God that, praise God. God's able to minister to us. God's able to help us to do it if we'll listen. We just don't want to listen. Amen. He said, and judgment doth never go forth. Now, when you talk about judgment, you're talking about a legal decision. Amen. It's a legal decision because it follows the law. Amen. Now, a lot of us say, you know, we don't think the law is secondary. That stop sign is just a suggestion. Amen. Don't shake your head, yes. He's a lawman. That yellow light, that red light, amen, is just a suggestion. Amen. That the yellow light, praise God, as you see it come, that means to speed up and hurry. Amen. No, it means to slow down and be cautious because reds are coming. Amen. Those are directions, that judgment, praise God. He said these are just suggestions, but they're not. Praise God. It's those legal decisions that we have to make that's not contrary to the Word of God. But he says this, and he says, and judgment doth never go forth. In other words, what that literally says is no, not ever. He said that judgment's not going to come. That judgment's not going to take place. Let me tell you something. If you run a red light and the popo's there and they see you, they will give you a ticket. Amen. If you break the speed limit going down Bethesda Hill and the highway patrolman's coming through, he will give you a ticket. And I'll just tell you this, praise God, he'll spin around in the road to follow you to give you one. Amen. Won't he, Malachi? Amen. Praise God, that's his job. And I don't care how much you argue. Somebody told me the other day, I tried to argue with that officer, said, you've just made the Pisgah Highway a speed trap. You know, because it used to be 50 or 55 and they took it down to 45. Amen. That don't do a bit of good. If you are running over 45, praise God, you're breaking the law. Hello? If you're living outside of what this blessed old King James Bible say, you're contrary to the Word of God. Amen? And the judgment will come. He says, like that judgment's never coming, but the judgment is coming. Just as sure as you run through that red light and there's a highway patrolman sitting there, you're going to get a ticket. You will pay. But he said, for the wicked doth compass about the righteous. Now, who are the wicked? Those are the ones that say, praise God, I don't see no law around. I'm just going to run that red light. There ain't no law around. I'm just going to drive through that stop sign. Amen. Those are ones that's people that's contrary to the law. It's contrary to the Word of God. Praise the Lord. He said, the wicked doth compass about the righteous. He said, those that choose to do wrong are all around us. How can we do right? Now listen to me. I'm just about finished. How can we do right if everybody around us is doing wrong? It's a statement you hear so many times. Says, well, preacher, everybody else is doing it. Amen. But let me just tell you something about that. You're like me. I don't have very good luck. If I run that stop sign, I run that red light, I will get a ticket. Amen. If I'm running over 45 and if I'm running 55 and a 40, I will get a ticket. But you know what? That's the way it ought to be. Because I'm no better than anybody else. But he said, praise God, the law is slack. It's like it's not working. The legal decisions, they don't seem like it's on our side. Praise God. And the wicked, those that are evil, praise God, they're literally the enemies of God because they don't do what he says. He said, seem like they're all over the place. He said, they're all among us. He said, doth compass about the righteous. Amen. The wicked, those that are enemies of God, they're infiltrating everywhere. You say, preacher, how do you get them out? By just sticking with the truth. See, we're living in an era people don't want the Word of God. They want a watered down version. Amen. And brother Ben, I'm telling you get a watered down version, this place will fill up. It'll be slammed full in no time. If you water it down, praise God. If you make it, if you sweeten it up, if you quit telling the truth and, praise God, bring in the lies and the hypocrisy and these other crazy books in this world that they call Bibles, you'll fill the house up. Amen. Amen. But the folks will die and go to hell lost without God just as sure as you're sitting here. But praise God, if you give them the truth and people start loving the truth, they start seeking God Almighty. God said it'd be this way in the last days, and we believe it, and we just stay with God. We trust the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in faith. Amen. What Habakkuk was saying, he said, Lord, so I got faith, I believe in you, but some seem like things is going our way. But God said it would be this way. Praise God. But then he says this. He said, the wicked doth compass about the righteous. And listen to this last statement he made. He said, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Amen. He says, listen, hey, Lord, the judgment here ain't right. So the nation of Israel, praise God, they're being consumed by these heathens. They're being consumed by this world. The church is being infiltrated by the world. The church has been infiltrated by God, by the enemy of God. Hello? They're coming in and everywhere. We got to be careful. Amen. Praise God. We got to be on our best behavior. We got to be vigilant more than we ever had before. We got to be careful how we dress and how we act and how we talk and how we react. Because the world is watching us, praise God. They're trying to see if there's any difference between you and them. Amen. And God said it'd be this way. Said it'd be this way. Praise God. And he says, they said, it seems like there's a wrong judgment here. The psalmist would even say this in Psalms 94. The psalmist would say this in Psalms 94, verse number 1. He said, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Amen. He said, hey, listen, vengeance, he said, they need to be something done. He said, Lord, we want to see it done. We'd like to see you move. Praise God. Ain't you glad God moves? Instead of vengeance, he moves with mercy, grace. He said, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Verse number 3 says, Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. Have you ever noticed that people that live in sin never brag on the Lord? Hello? Amen. Praise God. If they got to bragging on the Lord, they'd get saved. They'd get right with God. Praise God. Their iniquity, their sinfulness would be gone. But then look what he says in verse number 5. They just brag on themselves. He said, they break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. Amen. He said, Lord, they break in pieces. They're breaking in pieces your people. They're messing up our heritage. Amen. You can see why Habakkuk was tore up. He said, God, we need some help. He said, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Now the judgment of God was there just exactly the way God said it would be. And we ain't got time to get into all that. That's another message for another day. But the judgment of God was coming upon His people. The judgment of God had come. God said it would be this way to those that believe it. Those that trust in the Lord, praise God, that we will persevere. We will come out, praise God, without a pow, with a shout. We'll come out rejoicing in the portals of glory with the Lord. The Lord lays it out for him. He said, behold, ye among the heathen in regard, and wonder marvelously. Ain't that what the old prophets are doing? He's wondering why these things are coming about. Why are these things happening to me? Amen. Why is things happening in the world, in the United States, and in our homes and our families today? Why? Because God said it would be this way. That's why we just got to get a hold of God. We got to stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to stay in the Bible. We got to stay at the Word of God. And we got to stay with the God of the Word. Amen. Because God said it would be this way. And if God said it, praise God, I guarantee you, it's going to come to pass. He said, I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you. Amen. Hey, God said, hey, listen. He said, Habakkuk, he said, I ain't finished yet. He said, I'm still performing a work. You're just seeing one side of it. Sometimes it's hard for us. Now listen to me, and I'm done. Sometimes it's hard for us to put our faith and trust in the Lord when we see things going awry. We see things happening and all around us, praise God, just don't seem right. Hello? How we see evil prospering. It seems like they're getting ahead and everything's just so good for them. And we're struggling to try to make it. We're struggling to try to do right. Let me tell you something, friend. Jesus said, God knew it would be this way. Jesus knew it would be this way. But He's made a provision for us. Amen. Praise God. That no matter what we go through, that He'll make a way of deliverance. He'll bring us out. He'll bring us through. He'll give us victory. Praise the Lord. Just go ahead and start praising Him for the victory today. Victory will come to those that love God. We know it's going to be this way because God said so. Amen. All the things that Habakkuk laid out, straight out of the book. But God says, listen, said it's going to be okay. He said, I'm going to do wonderful, marvelous things that you'll be able to behold. You'll be able to see it. Praise God. For I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told to you. See what God's telling him? He said, God told you that it would be this way. And God give us He give us the end result, what's going to be at the finish line. Amen. Let's just not get bogged down in the process. Let's just stay with the Lord. Let's just keep our eyes on Jesus and that prize that He's given us in glory. And one day in a little while, we will be with Him. And we'll leave all this mess behind. God be the glory. Amen. Won't that be something when we see Jesus face to face? When God Almighty moves upon our heart. Boy, there's so much left in this, but we'll get to it maybe some other time. But praise the Lord. Habakkuk, God says, hey, listen, said, you know, I told you it'd be this way. You knew it'd be this way. Just put your faith and trust in me. Praise God, because I've got this under control. I know exactly where you're at. I know exactly what you need. And I'll be sufficient for that need. Amen.